Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Escalation Line. My name is Nina. Give me one moment to pull your account.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have your account pulled up, and this is Michael Reardon.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're on Willow Lane in Miami University, Ohio.
Correct. Correct.
Oh, and this is the Nissan GTR. You're on your 14th shipment, December 29th. Next authorization.
No.
No.
See, and that's where the last person was screwing up at. She, I guess, just wouldn't listen to me, okay? Because I have that paper, that shipment you're talking about, I have that paper right here in my hand for issue 51 through 54. It was on 12/29 of 20, correct? And it was also for a binder, 61/39. That was a total on that, correct?
Okay, what is the issue?
The issue is my card was charged on January 19th for another payment, you know, for more parts and another binder. I have not received that. I received the one from the 29th in December. I've already received that. I received that a while ago. January 19th, my card was charged for four more parts and another binder. I had to call them and tell them, stop charging me for binders. So they canceled the binders. But I was charged. The payment, the charge is on my card. It is in
how
my account.
How much is it?
You got $61.39.
Not 59.
January 19th. I'm sorry?
Not 59?
No, $61.39.
Okay, January 19th. Hold one moment. I need to look at the ledger. I do see a January 22nd charge. I mean, authorization.
That might have been when it everything went through and all that stuff. You know,
that's
I'm just going by
specials.
What?
That's
okay,
for the
no,
specials.
I'm not talking, there shouldn't be no more specials. There should not be no more specials because I've canceled the specials. I don't want a special.
This
that
says
has nothing to do with.
It says you suspended the specials until February the 1st.
No, I don't want any more specials. None. They have absolutely nothing to do with the build itself. I don't want them.
Okay. May I apply a 20% discount to continue with the specials?
No. In all honesty, because since they've been doing their inventory at their warehouse, I've had nothing but problems. For the first year or whatever, it's been good. I've not had a problem. You guys charge me, take your payment, you ship it out. I get it 7 days later. I get an email when you ship it out. Since they've done their inventory, every single time my card has been charged wrong, I'm getting charged for things I shouldn't be charged for. Nobody ever told me about any specials. And like I said, I'm having extreme troubles just getting my shipments. Everybody keeps telling me, well, you didn't make a payment. We didn't charge you. Yes, you did. If it's showing on my account that you guys charged me, well, I wouldn't be calling you saying that you guys, you know, you're not sending me something. I think it's something screwed up on the warehouse side. Because like
well,
I said, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We would have to go through each one of these charges that you're incurring about, that you're referring to. I can't just, we have to go down your ledger to see what you're talking about.
The only one that I need to receive that you guys have already charged me for is on January 19th. That's when I show on my account that you guys charged my car $61.39. That is the shipment that I am waiting on. I know you guys are trying to bill me for other stuff since then, but I'm not paying for anything else until I get my next shipment that I have already paid for. That's the problem I keep reaching. You guys keep trying to charge me when I haven't received the shipment that I've already paid for.
Okay, I'm going to your regular. I canceled out the specials. I'm going back to your regular. You're welcome. To your regular shipment, and then I need to look at the ledger. On your regular shipment, it says your last shipment was the 14th shipment on December the 29th, the one that you received.
Okay. Right. And that's where I'm saying that's where something is screwed up at. Because in my ledger of my bank statement, it's telling me on January 19th, you guys charged me again for another shipment, four more parts, and then another binder. Because you should show on there that I've canceled no more binders. I should never receive another binder. Because that'll be the third binder that I've received. And I don't need any more. I'm tired of paying for binders I don't need. So that's when I called them and said, stop sending me binders. When can I expect that to be here? And they said, we're having problems with the inventory at the warehouse. It may take a little bit longer, but it will be shipped. Okay, thank you. That was the beginning of February that I called and did all this. Because I also had it changed so I was only getting charged one time a month instead of like every 2 weeks or something like that. That's why the next shipment they're trying to charge me for is like March 3rd.
Okay, let's look and see about the 19th. You said January 19th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on January the 19th, this says the 15th shipment authorization declined.
Not according to my bank account.
January the 21st, 15th shipment authorization declined. On January the 26th, 15th shipment authorization declined.
And see, and that's where I'm confused at because I've not received of those emails.
It's been declining all the way to now, to today. So that means we it's not been charged, it's been declined.
No, and this is where everybody's they're not understanding. I was charged.
Okay.
Just because it doesn't say it on your end doesn't mean that it really didn't happen. According to my bank, you guys charged me.
Okay, well, what you would have to do, according to your bank, get a bank rep to call with you and me on the line so we can clear this. Because when we charge, we send a tracking number behind it. We can't send a tracking number if the authorization declined, and that's for the fifth shipment.
Okay,
they've been trying
that's
to capture
what I'm saying.
It.
Where does that tracking number go? Because that's what they kept telling me before, that tracking number goes to the warehouse. And the warehouse is the one who has to send all that information out. Because like I said, since they've done their inventory, I have not received a single email stating, hey, your shipment is on its way. I have not received.
I see a shipping label for the 14th shipment. I do not see a USPS tracking for the 14th or the 15th shipment.
Okay,
but,
and that's what I'm saying. So what's it matter if the bank rep is on the phone or not? They're going to tell
you
the exact same thing I'm telling you.
No, they're not. I mean, they'll have to tell me that then because it says authorization declined by 10 times. That's too many times. I'm shocked they didn't cancel the account.
Because I don't let you guys charge me again until I receive the payment I've already paid for. Do you see what I'm saying?
That was not. Yes, sir. Oh, you're talking about what you already received the 14th shipment. You said you received it.
In January. I am not talking about any shipment in December. 2019 is over with. I have everything that I have already been paid for. That you guys
2019 is 2 years ago.
In 2020, on
I'm not
January
talking about
19th,
2020.
That is what I am talking about. Everything else I've received.
2021, you mean?
No. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes,
who's
yes,
confused now?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What you need to do is calm all the way down because
listen,
authorization
I can't calm
decline.
Down because nobody is listening to what I'm saying. You keep telling me, well, you already received that 14th shipment. Yes, I have. I'm not talking about that.
The
I'm
next shipment
to
is
tell
the 15th
you guys,
shipment.
I was charged.
Oh, no, you were not.
Okay. All right, I need to talk to your boss. I need to talk to somebody in the financial
there is no
department.
Other
somebody
boss. I'm the supervisor. She transferred
the
call to me. I'm the head
honcho
for the night
shift. There's somebody above you.
There's no one
above
me right now.
Okay, then give me a phone number and a time that I can get a hold of these people. So when I do sit down with my bank rep, I don't lose my temper.
Okay, well, either if you lose your temper or not, it's still authorization.
Same thing.
They're not going to tell me that because I'm looking at authorization decline. Could we verify? Well,
I'm telling
the card
you
number.
They are going to because at that time, you weren't charging that bank account. I know what card you're trying to charge. I can read you off the card number right now for the card you have on file that you are to charge. You're
okay,
right.
This
there
says,
is not a single dime in that account because you have already charged me for something and I have not received it. And because I did not receive it, I called you guys back and told you you are no longer allowed to charge that card. I want you to now charge this card. This is when you guys are to charge me. When can I expect the shipment from the 19th? They said it might take a little bit, but it should be on its way soon. Thank you very much.
And
so she
what
can
you
see
just
it in
explained
her
to me,
then, but you can't see it in your stuff now.
Oh yes, I can see that. I can see where you updated the card and it still declined. The old card declined
right.
Three times,
because
and
I
the
haven't
new card
received
declined.
The shipment that I was charged for on the 19th. I was charged on the 19th.
I'm sorry, you
I
were not.
I did not receive. I was charged the card 3957. That's the last four digits of that account card. You that you charged it to. 3947.
So that's a totally different account. No. This says MasterCard.
No, it's not a totally different account. That's the exact same card that was on there before the new card that you have was uploaded to it.
This says, may I speak?